This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicine to improve lives.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening and welcome, ACC fans and all Wahoos far and wide. Frank and Hobbo in studio.
As we always are.
Never letting...
We have never done this remote.
Never. That's not true.
Remote from the ACC tournament, but I mean, even during COVID, we came in studio.
Well, reliable. We never let Wahoo Nation down, have we?
Absolutely not.
16 years, folks.
And we're winding down year 16.
And this is
but
show
there will
number
be
what, Hobbo?
560, I think.
560.
That's a bunch. Seems like just yesterday we did show 500. So the numbers are getting big.
I'm glad you didn't say show number one.
No. Well, that seems like a long time ago. But 500 I can remember. Not show one.
That's a lot of biscuits, isn't it?
Hey, but who's on the show?
Hey, we have a great show tonight. Later in our program, we've got Jeff McDonald, former UVA offensive lineman and a local lawyer who has spent a lot of time doing pro bono work, actually, as an assistant volunteer football coach.
Wow.
And is hot-wired into the community. We've got Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. But you know who we have on right now is one of Hobbo's favorite people on the entire planet, Barry Parkin.
Absolutely. He's he's a dear friend, has been instrumental at UVA. I always say that Barry Parkin, Terry Holland, George Welsh, and Tony Bennett, I'd probably put Tony in that category too. There are four or five people, I think, that have meant more to Virginia athletics over the last 40 or 50 years.
Don't forget
years.
George Welsh.
I said George.
Okay.
And Barry's clearly on that list. But Barry, I know you're on vacation, so we really appreciate your taking a few minutes to call in. Apologize to Pat and family for taking you away for just a few minutes here.
Not a problem. Always enjoy being on your guys' show and appreciate the time.
Hey, let's start with, I know you were involved with the hiring of Ryan Odom. Why do you feel that he's the right fit for UVA at this moment?
You know, guys, it feels really good. Obviously, Ryan's had success everywhere he's been. I watched a lot of basketball, more so than I normally would over the course of the season, and obviously his teams did very well at VCU. Liked the way they play, loved his court demeanor. But at the same time, I don't know. I've met Ryan a couple times. Don't really know him yet, but he just seems like a really good person. So there's a good feeling there on my behalf. And I just think he, you know, as a person, you don't get much better than Tony Bennett, but I think it's really a good fit for us.
Hey, you know, clearly you were a coach back in the day. It's got to be brutal now where you basically almost have to rebuild your roster every year. Where do you think Ryan is in that process early on here?
You know, I honestly, I pay attention from one angle, but I just don't really know where we're at now. It's just a different world, and at the end of the day, I've said this 1,000 times in the last couple of years, you have to adapt and adjust the way it is today in college athletics. If you don't, you walk out the door or you go to the back of the bus. I think I feel comfortable in saying we're in the game now. There are resources there for retention's really important, guys, not just trying to rebuild your roster through the portal or through high school kids, but retention is also important. And I think we're comfortably in the game now with the resources we have.
With that said, and welcome to the show, Barry. This is Frank. 1,000 athletes are now in the transfer portal just for basketball. And it's been rumored through a variety of sources that Virginia has $7 million in NIL money for basketball alone. Yet, Bliss, Sharma, Kofi, Robinson, Power, Rhodey, McNeely, and Ames are all in the portal. Blake Buchanan has already left to Iowa State. I'm wondering, with all that said, and by the way, this week there was a photograph taken on the grounds of Brandon Jennings, a former St. Chris basketball player that I'm familiar with, and Luke, I can't pronounce his last name, but Bamgoye.
He was a center at VCU.
Right, yeah. Luke Bamgoye, 6'10". So they were on grounds. We know that Tane Murray graduated. I'm not sure what the status is for Christian Bliss. We've never had an athlete at Virginia pulling this stunt. So where is the psychology, or where is the plan? Because it seems to me that Ryan Odom is trying very hard to retain the players that are on Ron's roster. He's working very hard at it. He's doing everything but tell them, look, your spot is here if you want it. And, you know, what are you hearing? You've got to be hearing something.
I will say that those are questions for Ryan Odom, not Barry Parkhill.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that.
Let me ask you this, Barry. As you circulate and meet friends and alumni of the university, what kind of response are you getting as you look for resources relative to the changes in college athletics and how it's running? Do you find some people that are frustrated with the new world?
I think, yes, everybody has a different feeling as to what's going on now. I do feel that the more people are educated, and if people want us to be competitive, we have to get in the game. If people knew back in 2021 what we know now with regards to NIL, you had to be all in day one. If you're not, you're catching up. We have other needs besides, supporting cap futures via NIL. Our scholarship needs are still there. Capital needs are still there. So it's just another bucket that we've got to find resources for. And hopefully, guys, if everything passes, and I still hold my breath, but if the House case passes, I think we'll see a positive change come July 1 with revenue share and the NIL going back to the way it was supposed to be when it first came on board.
Let me just follow up. How do you all, between you, Wally, Kevin Miller, and all the others, how do you divvy up the responsibility? Or are you out there trying to collect money for NIL, capital projects, scholarships, all of it, or just some of it?
For me, it's everything under the umbrella. Mm-hmm. In the last month and a half, I have spent 90% of my time raising funds for Cap Futures for men's basketball, quite
wow.
Honestly. So, you know me, I know you. We do it the right way at Virginia, but I want to win. We want a top 10 program in basketball, and we've had that for 15 years. And I think the resources are there, and with a little bit of luck, I think we can get back to where we've been. And I have to give a huge shout-out to Ron Sanchez for the job he did this year.
Absolutely.
And he was basically put into a no-win situation. And you know, college basketball needs people like Ron Sanchez and Tony Bennett, for that matter.
Don't you think, well, let's follow up on that. Don't you think because of Ron's experience as a longtime assistant, a number of years down there in North Carolina as a head coach, and then this interim year with Virginia, don't you think his value has gone up and that there will be an opportunity? I mean, there's 47 job openings in college basketball as of on Friday, I believe. I think that number is decreased a little bit, but a number of writers said it's going to go over 50 because things are still happening. So don't you think Ron's going to end up smiling at the end of the day? He's going to have his own program again?
I think that he'll have opportunities. There are, you know, whether it's an assistant coaching position or a head coaching position, he will move on and continue his career. I know Ron and his family very well. In some ways, I hate to see him leave the Charlottesville community, but he will find a place, and that's going to be a decision he'll have to make.
Hey, Barry, let me ask you.
By the way,
go ahead.
Great guy. I saw him down there in Charlotte at the ACC tournament, and I thought his comments in the post-game presser were amazing. And, you know, media don't clap usually, but they were thinking about it.
No, he's a class act.
He's a class act.
As Barry said, he was put in a very difficult, challenging position. But it leads me to a question, and maybe you can't comment on this, but I know you know Tony very well. Do you have any idea what Tony's future holds?
I think Tony is doing what he set out to do. He spent time with his mom and dad. He spent more time with his kids. I've been with Tony several times since he resigned. I think he's in a really good place. I know he's had all sorts of offers to do a lot of different things, but I think right now he's just taking a step back and let the dust settle and figure out what his next move is. And a large part of me hopes that we can find a spot for him with Virginia Athletics as an ambassador or some role where he can continue to help us.
You know, that would be terrific because
yes, I agree.
He would, I think Coach K does that for the Dukies, and I think Coach Bennett would be terrific. You mentioned capital campaigns. I guess we're at phase three of the master plan. Where do things stand, and how's it going?
Master plan, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, Jim. The project, other than the removal of the trailers, and once the trailers are removed, we will put a natural grass practice field. But the bulk of the master plan is on schedule to be done this fall, and that whole area will be transformed. I would say right now, maybe being a little bit optimistic, we're probably maybe $5 million shy of the goal. So, again, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's been a major challenge. But I've been through the Hardy Operations Center several times. I've not been through the Olympic Sport Building that's connected to the McHugh Center, but when it's done, that'll really have a huge positive impact on all of our sports.
Well, certainly it puts Virginia, you know, back in the role that it should be, and that is one of the preeminent sports entities out there. Let me ask you this question, and we haven't talked about this much with you or Wally in recent year or two, but the ACC is just not making enough money from the TV contracts, and the pressure on the schools is increasing. Meanwhile, the SEC and the Big Ten have monster contracts, and the schools and those conferences are getting so much more money. How is the ACC going to survive, in your opinion?
Well, I've got no crystal ball in terms of what the ACC is trying to do to create more revenue. I think every school across the country is trying to find new revenue streams. There is a huge gap. And I think, again, at the end of the day, guys, the rich get richer. But we're doing everything we can. A lot of it has to do with our ability to raise money. For not just, we've got to get good in football, you know, we got to stay good in basketball, but across the board, all our Olympic sports have always competed at a high level. and we really are going to rely more than ever on people to support us financially. And we want to compete at the highest level. We're all in. I think the university feels the same way. University's been very helpful to us over the years financially, but we just gotta hope people will continue to support us, and we're always trying to find new people that will step up and support us.
Well, you're right. Success breeds success. And,
Amen.
You know, the one thing, I've done this with Frank now 16 years, and he's reminded me that it's always football season. Now, you know, that's very
I have said it a few times.
That's very hard for basketball guys like you and me to hear that, but I'm sure you probably hear it yourself when you're out on the road.
You know, Hobo, I'm going to say this with all honesty. Virginia's a basketball school.
Right. Amen, brother. That's right. What I like to hear.
Right.
Well, it'll always be a basketball school in our hearts. But, hey, Barry, we'll let you get back to vacation. Please give our very best to Pat and your family. Look forward to seeing you again soon, and we'll talk to you soon as well. Take care.
Thank you, Barry.
Guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right, we got our Olympic sports report with our number one, I shouldn't say, we got all injury. Of our guys.
We got our Ortho Virginia injury
Dr.
report next
Jody
with Jody
Smith.
Smith.
He's great.
Stay with tuned. Us.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Season 16, show number 560, as we said earlier. We're anticipating a call from Dr. Smith, but he may be with a patient, who knows, or in surgery even at this late hour. So hopefully we'll hear from him. Sometimes we might hear from him later in the show. The one thing, as we wait for Jeff McDonald in the second half hour, how about the Final Four? The Dukies made it the first time since 2008 that all the one seeds got there. Oh, we got Jody on the line.
Did Jody make it?
We'll get back to the Final Four in a moment.
Well, we are going to now perform the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. Jody Smith. And without further ado, Jody, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how are you guys?
You know, it's been a busy time. The Riot Onum watch has been underway for months, and now everybody's watching everything he's doing. And we didn't even talk about that with Barry Parkhill a moment ago, but story has it that there's been a couple of practices and a lot of video sessions with the current team.
No, I think there are several guys on the current roster they would like to retain.
I think most
And one thing we didn't get a chance to mention last week was Chance Mallory. That was the good news of last weekend. It was kind of overshadowed by the Ryan Odom story.
Well, I don't think it was overshadowed. It was just...
didn't get as much attention as it would have.
It was just another check mark that shows that Ryan Odom was the right choice. Jody, we don't have any major Virginia injury, although I have rumors of an offensive lineman that was brought in through the transfer portal and is getting paid big money and apparently hurt his knee already.
I heard the same.
I don't think we can reveal that yet because no source has provided information other than other journalists who have heard whispers from people. So we're not going to talk about that because I think that's conjecture on top of conjecture.
Hey, Jody, the one thing Frank mentioned before you came on was the great player from Auburn. What's his first name? His last name is Broom.
Jeremiah Broom.
Yeah, he's an orthopedic surgeon's dream. He hurt his ankle, knee, and elbow all in the same play.
He was going for the trifecta.
So which
an annuity for us, actually.
I know, that's right. That's a retirement plan. So it seemed to me the elbow was the worst. Well, what was your assessment?
Yeah, I mean, it looked like he had a hyperextension injury or strained the medial ligament in the elbow, which, you know, in a basketball player, hopefully he recovers pretty quickly. He was back out there. I don't think the trainer would have let him back on the court because they were winning pretty good at the end there. So I expect he'll be fine for next weekend. He's a tough kid.
I think that kid told the medical staff back in the locker room he was going back out. I don't think they wanted him to go back out. And then when he did go out, he made a three, but he did miss some free throws, which he never misses. He's a good free throw shooter.
Yeah, he wanted to get back out there to make sure his NIL deal went through.
Yeah, he's playing for a lot. So our question to you about that elbow, let's talk about that. So if you hyperextend an elbow, it's not as bad as a dislocation or a separation or something. So what happens in that situation?
So, basically the elbow is designed to go straight and no further than that. Although some people are a little bit looser. But if it gets put in a situation where it keeps going, usually you end up straining that ligament on the inside of your elbow, which is a really big deal if you are a pitcher or a throwing athlete. But for most of us, we can deal with getting by without it. And so the hyperextension injury is just kind of it's not quite a dislocation. If it kept going, that's what would happen. But in general, it stops before that. And you know, he'll be pretty sore for the next couple of days, but the training training situation is so good nowadays that they get them back. It's interesting. I don't know if you all saw, you brought up the fact that the player wanted to go back in, and this, I don't know if you all saw this thing up in Penn State that just came through where the doctor sued the team because he got fired because apparently he was being too strict about who he would let go back in and play, and the coach felt like some of these guys could play, so James Franklin had him fired, and he just sued Penn State and won.
You know, because the poor doc is damned if he does, damned if he doesn't.
No, he isn't. The medical staff should not have to answer to a football coach or a basketball coach or a ping pong coach when it comes to the protecting the health and welfare of the athlete.
Generally, they err on the side of being cautious, I would think. But the head coach may not like that, but apparently... Apparently, the courts do.
I was shocked that Broome went back out on the court, and I know both the court side announcers were stunned.
Yeah. Jody, most important question of the night. Hobo's elbow has been bothering him a little bit. Can I come to see you about that?
Anytime, Hobo. Come on by and stop.
All right. I need to make an appointment with Dr. Smith, and I would encourage everybody else to do the same thing. He's terrific. Hey, Jody, seriously, we really do appreciate everything you do for the show and have done through these many years, so we wish you the very best.
Absolutely, Jody. Right.
Appreciate it, guys. Get us some basketball players, would you?
We're going to try.
I'm trying to get Jennings from St. Chris via VCU. All right, we're going to head to break, come back on the other side. We got Jeff McDonald and UVA spring football.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal housing lender.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment 3 tonight. We've got a good friend, longtime contributor. More recently became a sponsor, Jeff McDonald and Associates. And Jeff has done a lot of good work in the community with essentially pro bono coaching amongst, you know, some of the high school kids, and has taught a lot of young men a little bit more about trench warfare than they ever would have learned otherwise.
Hopefully he's referring some of them to Charlottesville.
Well, he wants a better NIL deal. That's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you Jeff, know, we have an awful lot of offensive linemen on this show, but it just shows the intelligence of offensive linemen. Isn't that right, Jeff?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Definitely.
As a former back and slot receiver, I always
that just proves the point.
I always made friends with the linemen.
Yeah, you got to.
You want the linemen to want a block for you, you know?
Absolutely, and the last thing you want to do as a quarterback is say something disparaging about your offensive line. Don't do what Don Majkowski did one year after a game. They asked him why he had a bad game, and he said he didn't have enough time. And when he sat down at the offensive lineman table, he got an earful. So anyway,
he was probably lucky they didn't pick him up and pile drive him. But
so the key there is think it, but don't say it.
But I will say this on behalf of Don Majkowski, we were so elated with his play back in the day that I just can't begin to tell you. The alumni knew that George Welsh was on to something because Makowski was tough. He could run when he had to, but he threw a good ball under pressure. And Virginia started winning, and, of course, we won the first Peach Bowl.
1984.
With Don Makowski. And yeah. I'll tell you, I was there in Atlanta with my parents, and all the old men on the buses.
You know, with what you drank, I'm surprised you even remember that.
Oh, stop it. He makes up these stories not knowing any information. The truth is, in the presence of my dad, I did not drink.
Very nice. Well, you were a good boy.
I was. But,
good son.
But I remember the alumni singing on the buses leaving, I guess it was Fulton County Stadium.
Oh, yeah, back in the old days.
And they were singing the good old song and crying. I've never seen
so many. It was an emotional moment.
All those old men crying. They were so happy with George Welsh and the football team. And
that was, what, his second or third year?
No, maybe third or fourth.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think it was his fourth year.
Yeah, the first couple years were rugged. I think he almost thought about quitting after those first 2 years.
Well, hopefully we're about to go through the same experience with Tony Elliott. You know, we've had a tough introduction, but this is Coach Elliott's fourth year, right?
We're going to find out.
So this is breakout time. Do you agree with that, Jeff?
You know, I really do, and I can see a pretty realistic path to at least a 7-5 season, which is very, very respectable. I know we have spring ball coming up. As far as I know, it is taking place. We are not following the latest trend, which is to cancel spring ball. It seems like a couple ACC teams, a bunch of SEC teams, a bunch of Power 5 teams around the country have done what I actually think is a pretty good idea, which is just canceling spring ball.
You mean the spring game, right?
Yeah, well, the spring game, I think we should have spring workouts. I feel like we should work on nutrition, player development, but I don't think it's a good idea to go full speed at any time during spring. I've always felt that. Literally, I remember playing one spring, and they gave a T-shirt out to the players who made it all the way through without missing a practice, without getting dinged up or injured, and there were like four people at the end of spring ball that made it all the way through. I mean, it's really and now, of course, today it's like you have a spring game, and you know other teams are they're bird dogging your best players, and so you have to be careful.
Well,
so, I think it's a good trend.
I think it's definitely a concern. One thing that's fascinating to me is Colorado attempted to arrange a spring game with Syracuse University of the ACC. But the NCAA shot it down, and I thought that was a bad decision by the NCAA. Not a horrible mistake, but
what was their justification?
Well, there was all kinds of talk about they would miss too much schoolwork, too many classes, and so forth. And they used that argument.
Yeah, that's a high priority for today's college athletes.
Yes, I think it is. But anyway, we're being facetious. Jeff, the interesting thing is, they did say that in the future, it's possible that, and they're studying this now, that schools can invite other schools to come visit for a couple of days of practices so that teams can interact and maybe have some modified scrimmages with no one around, nobody to make money off it, and nobody to see it, but a chance for the players not to be hitting the same guys every day like, you know, they do during the 15 spring practices, of which the spring game counts as one of the 15. Virginia's going to hold their spring game on the 12th at high noon. Maloney will be there, as he has always been.
You're very loyal.
I am loyal, but I'm also going to be studying them very carefully. But one thing I have noticed, Jeff, is that last year, I think there were 25 players that were held out of the spring game and were injured. And I'm worried about that because, you know, if they're hurt, they're not getting better.
Yeah, I think the risk of injury, I mean, it's just too great. And it's really not for anything. You're not helping your cause. You're not helping you improve your odds in the season. And so I'm not a fan of spring ball. And now you've got the NIL considerations. And you bring in another team, particularly another good team, and they come and you have a game together. And this is a terrible thing to say, but they're scouting your players. And so I think I think that idea is going to die on the vine. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's an interesting idea. Definitely, it could be a moneymaker. And what's interesting is that you do have certain coaches who have sort of cracked the code for NIL. Colorado is one, Indiana is another, Arizona State. They've kept almost all of their good players. So some coaches have figured out how to make it work. Let's talk about UVA. I think UVA has done a great job. We've gotten, I believe, last count, or at least early on, 19 players out of the transfer portal. Two of the best offensive linemen on the market, center Brady Wilson, who is just, we never thought we would be able to replace Brian Stevens, who is just
who had
an
a great
awesome
career
two-time.
For Virginia. He really did.
Yes, awesome career, two-time ACC selection, and it looks like we got somebody who statistically is just as good or really, really potentially better. I mean, he allowed two sacks out of 405 offensive snaps. I mean, a pass pro rating of 81.6, pretty good. Two times on the Remington watch list. So center, I think, is going to be very strong. We've got an offensive lineman who's even more highly ranked than he is nationally in Monroe Mills, who is just, his numbers are off the charts. He was at Texas Tech for a couple years, where he ranked out very high. I think in 2022, he played right tackle and graded out at like 97.5%. The following year, 2023, they moved him to left tackle. He graded out at 98.2%, which is like impossibly high. It's like you're doing the right thing almost every time. Nobody's getting to the quarterback. Can't remember how he did at Louisville the next year, but he did play left tackle there. He was named, I believe it was ACC Offensive Lineman of the Week in their upset against Clemson. So we've got two solid guys and three journeymen on the offensive line, and I really feel like it's a bright spot.
And Metcalf is coming back from the Achilles injury. The young man who had come to Virginia last year by way of Stanford.
Yes.
He's 6'2", 300. Yes. You like that kind of guy in the middle of the line.
So he would be a guard?
He'd be a guard or a backup center. Noah Hartsoe, your buddy, you haven't mentioned his name. What are you hearing? He's the young man from J.R. Tucker.
I think he's going to be in the hunt. The beauty of football is everybody's just a turned ankle away from being a starter, or at least traveling and being on the depth chart. So I think he's going to be in the hunt. I think people are going to be – there are two positions on the offensive line that I think are just nailed down, center and probably right tackle, although honestly I would put Monroe Mills at left tackle, but it looks like he's been penciled in at right tackle. But those two places, plus left guard Noah Josi, good journeyman guard. And then I feel like realistically the left tackle position is going to be probably Mikhail Boley, Tashawn Wyatt, who is a transfer from James Madison, really, really good looking kid. And we've got another transfer from Illinois who has experience playing in the guard position. So that's Kevin Wigginton. And so we've got, we've got potential breakout players who could be NFL draft picks and really, really lead us on the offensive line.
And some actual
pro and
right. Some actual competition in that offensive line room, which is what Virginia's got to have if they ever hope to have an offense again. I mean, I just...
Do we have adequate depth on the offensive line
Yes,
now?
There is depth now. There is talent. The question is the health. And, Blake Steen, Steen. He's back. The question is, has he gotten a little quicker somehow in the offseason? They need him to be a little quicker, I think. I'm looking here. I'm curious about Metcalf, because Metcalf came with some real hope last year before the Achilles accident. You got the young man that transferred from JMU by way of Henrico High School, Tyshawn Wyatt. Again, yep. Good size, 6'4", 308. You know, Noah Hartso is 6'3", 319. I mean, Metcalf is 6'2", 300. I'm looking here. There's one more guy I'm looking for.
Man, the way you guys are talking, I'm thinking 10 wins, not Jeff 7.
Well, they got to block together like a symphony. That's the trick. And the thing I worry about, and let's ask our guest. So how can they create a unified, organized, in-sync offensive line to get ready for summer ball? Because that's really – spring ball gets you ready for summer ball. Is there enough time in these 15 practices?
Oh, you know, not just these 15 practices, but I think even a bigger part is just bonding in the off season. And it really looks like these guys have been – they're all weight room warriors. They've been lifting weights. They've been getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, pumping iron, even before spring ball started. And so I think they're already a cohesive unit. And now it's just a question of learning the plays and, you know, seeing who shakes out where.
And you guys both like the offensive line coach, right?
Yes. Terry Heffernan is terrific. Don't you like him?
You know, Coach Hess just did a masterful job talking to Brady Wilson. I think early on when the transfer portal opened December 12th, he just, you know, talked to him and said, hey, you know, we need somebody of your caliber. And, you know, I read an article where he was just blown away that, you know, this guy's an NFL coach. I want to play in the NFL. I want to be one of those guys. And he committed early on. And so he did what, you know, we all thought was the impossible, was to find somebody who would be as good or possibly even better than Brian Stevens at center. And so yeah, I think he's a great coach. He's coached in the NFL. He does a great job motivating these kids.
Well, he certainly has a way about him. He's well-spoken, Hobo. We haven't mentioned Noah Josie, number 77, is back this year. As a grad student, he's 6'5", 310, has been playing left guard. He had some out-of-season surgery, I believe. I don't know if it was shoulder, hips, whatever. I hope he's okay. They need him. A player that did transfer in, a grad student for 1 year from Michigan State and Illinois, is Kevin Wigginton. Wigginton did not have a lot of reps at Illinois and Michigan State in his recent years, but at one time he was playing quite a bit. Hopefully he can get fired up. I don't know much more about the O-line than what we've shared. I will tell you that this is the year. It's now or never for Tony Elliott. This is it. They've spent a lot of money on NIL. Mm-hmm. He's kept his staff mostly intact. The only people he's lost was Clint Sintem, the linebacker, and Biscuit, Marcus Higgins. Both of them left a couple years ago, and hopefully they'll come back to Virginia one day. But give us your roundup of thoughts.
Yeah, I really think that this is the year that could be his breakout year. I've heard a lot of good talk about our quarterback who's coming in. I know that him and Brady Wilson, the projected center, are getting along great. And you know, I think that this could be it. It's hard to win football games, but you know, I feel like Tony Elliott, you know, he got dealt some bad cards early on, and I feel like he's moved on. He's really taken a lead in recruiting players through the transfer portal. He's done a pretty fair job keeping people there. I mean, we all know that we've got some great selling points at UVA. It's not just you've got a chance to play football, and the NFL scouts will find you if that's what your goal is. But ultimately, if you stay, you're going to have a degree that's going to be worth more than its weight in gold, and most players see that, and I feel like that helps us keep players and helps with our retention.
Well, we're all looking forward to it.
Oh, that quarterback, by the way, is Chandler Morris from North Texas by way of Oklahoma and TCU.
But all right, it's March 31st. It's August 30th, about 5 months away.
What are you talking about? The spring game is April the 12th, how about
I understand.
12 noon. That's the only thing that matters. That is the only thing that matters.
I like the first game.
Hey, we have to take a break here. We want to thank you, Jeff, for staying with us. All right, we got to go to the to break here, and we come back. We've got the Friday's Olympic report. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu, where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopka on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're Welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. Frank and Hobbo in studio alongside Vince, our producer-engineer, and he's become a good friend these last couple of years. So happy to have him here as well. And, of course, this is the Olympic Report brought to you by Fridays, our good friend Tony Grillo. Fridays, three Richmond locations. Fridays to go, as Frank always talks about it. If you want to just pick it up and take it home, that's a great option. Or you can just go into the restaurant and have good appetizers, good beverage. They got it all.
They have incredible food. Their whiskey glazed wings and ribs are absurd.
Go easy now. I haven't had dinner yet. You're making me hungry.
Well, it's the cold beer that gets you every time.
Well, absolutely. But
but they have so many options, and you know they do the loaded potato skins.
Yes, I love that. I love those.
I like the dumplings. They're pretty darn good.
Everything's good.
Mozzarella sticks. Hobbo sees mozzarella sticks.
I love those mozzarella sticks. It's a little dip in a little sauce there. You know, we're running out of time here talking about Fridays. Real quick, next week's show, we have a great show next week. Monday at 6 o'clock, National Championship Night.
We have Terry.
Six years removed from one of the happiest nights of my life.
We have Terry Gates will be with us in studio, most likely. We've also got Billy McMullen, who is likely to be in studio. So we'll be packed in here. So we have the best of football, the best of basketball, and the best of Frank and Hobbo.
That's right. And on the Olympic front, hey, some encouraging baseball news. I know we've been a little disappointed with the start of the season for the Hoos, but they had a three-game sweep over the weekend of the nationally ranked Stanford Cardinal. I watched the end of the game on Saturday where they rallied in the ninth inning to tie and then won in extra frames. So hopefully that's a start for Brian O'Connell to really get this season going. They have Old Dominion on Tuesday, and then they have a three-game set with North Carolina State this weekend. The news on lacrosse, not quite as encouraging.
They played better finally.
Yeah, lost 12-10 to Syracuse after having a halftime lead.
Probably played the best they have all season. So there is life. It may not be demonstrated or rewarded until next year. But the men's lacrosse team, they barely lost 12-10 to number 8 Syracuse. But they had a good lead in that game, and they showed life. And they're finally getting the ground balls. They're winning the faceoffs. They're taking better shots.
And they have another challenge this week. They're at North Carolina on Saturday.
Yeah, the goalie, Matt Nunes, has reestablished his confidence, and he's playing well again. So I see hope there. The women, number 11 in the nation, lost a heartbreaker 13-12
to Syracuse
at number 8
right?
Syracuse. Yeah. Men's and women's tennis are winning, though.
They're doing well, and they're both ranked number 5 in the country.
And they both kick some butt. Virginia's men beat Louisville 4-1 and Notre Dame 4-3, and the women beat Notre Dame 4-1 and Louisville 4-1. So I'm pretty happy with that. Women's golf finished second at the Chattanooga Classic. Man, they are striping it. They're hitting some great balls.
We got a minute left. Final four. We'll leave the national championship game to Terry Gates next week. But how do you see the final four semifinals?
You know, I see Duke and Florida playing for it all. I think Auburn's going to give Florida fits, but Florida will find a way. Florida just has too many good big men.
And Duke has a lot of weapons, and they have a week to prepare for Houston's defensive scheme. So I think you're right. Florida, Duke in the title game, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Houston wants to create an alley fight, and Duke won't settle.
Well, thank you for listening. We'll be back next Monday night at 6 o'clock with another edition of Who's Talking.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.